I'm Mark St. Cyr, and this is Thinking Aloud. Welcome, everyone. This is Mark St. Cyr. Well, customer service. How's that working out for everybody? If you're like me, not too well. It seems that customer service has not only been deteriorating, it's pretty much non-existent these days. Let's wrap it up in a nutshell. It just doesn't exist in 95% of all establishments anymore. And for any customer service that does exist, you're probably better off not even having it at all because it'd be less frustrating. Here's the thing. Who's the real problem with customer service? Is it them or is it us? I believe it's the latter. I believe the real problem with customer service is we continue to enable it. Listen, if you continue to go back to that store or you continue to purchase that automobile or you continue to see that doctor, whether give it whatever reason you want to, you're the enabler. If the service is that bad and you continue to push your hard-earned money through that establishment, the problem's not them. It's you. It's me. It's us. Now, what can you do about it? Well, a lot of us will say, well, I can't complain because, well, what they'll do is they'll just make things worse for me next time I go in. Well, maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Maybe you can't go in that establishment any longer. I don't know exactly what it is. But the problem is us. Again, why would a place that has bad customer service, that continuously has shoppers or continuously has patrons spend their money there, change? Not only that, if they're able to get away with that low of a customer service budget, they just might even cut it more. It's not like it's affecting them. It's not like it's hurting them. It's not like you're moving on somewhere, or for that part, I'm moving on somewhere. But this is the frame of mind. This is the reference point that I believe that we all have to look at. Remember, bad customer service is only given because of one reason, because we allow it to take place. If we didn't allow it, if we no longer spent our money there, if we no longer ventured there as a patron, if we no longer dealt with that doctor, that dentist, bought from that car company, they would not only have no customer service, they would have no customers, and they would be gone. Hopefully, the customers that were left would be the type that would demand the service that they so paid for.